Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Hi, good morning, Frangela. Hello, good morning.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, this is why you are pure love, because you have still agreed to come on, even though Joe Madison has recommended me instead of you to fill Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat out here in California. Because you know what? We're not the competitive types. I know.
No,
you.
We're not. Yeah. We just assumed we were on staff.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, we were like, if the other women up.
I am just a delivery device for Frangela. Joe Madison has told me as much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I am. All right. So we were talking to John Fugelsang about Tina Turner, and I don't know if, you know, I feel like everybody has some, you know, memory or some way that she inspired them or whatever. I just wondered if you wanted to talk about that for a little bit.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. I literally talked about this on The Final Word. And talked about this yesterday with Angela, about how many people who I found was unfair who got to speak just because they happened to be on television, who didn't love her like we loved her,
yeah.
You know, and we loved Tina. And I'm talking about Black people loving Tina Turner. Mm-hmm. And from Nutbush all the way. You know, and I was saying the bravest thing that she did is that she was famous and she got herself out of that incredibly horrible situation where she was being abused. And she showed women that you don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to. She walked out with nothing. And rebuilt herself at 44.
Yeah, I was saying I saw her live.
Nobody tell you it's right. Too late.
Right. I saw her live when she was 60. So I think you're right. I mean, people of color, musicians, women of a certain age, women that have survived domestic violence. I mean, I feel like she was a hero to almost to everybody in some way.
You know, how many people in our lives, as artists, as performers, and I think it's a common experience for us. How many times have you been told no? How many times have you been told you can't do something, that you're not cute enough, sexy enough, good enough, in some other, in which
young
is more
kind of
stuff, young enough? The word I can't use, a ball. In Hollywood, you are it's too late for you. We want young people. We want this, we want that. And this woman, she is the absolute for me. Whenever I feel myself saying no to me, I'm like, don't do that. Don't you say no to you. Cause this could be your Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Don't let them take your Thunderdome. Don't let them take your Thunderdome. If you
we don't need another
where you are, who needs to hear it? Don't let them take your Thunderdome.
We don't need another
hero. We don't need another hero.
We don't need
Don't. No. No.
Because we are simply the
you know,
best.
It's the impression I do that does not sound like Fred Sanford, that more accurately, as Frangela said, it sounds like someone put Katharine Hepburn in a bag and shook her.
Yep.
Yes. With Fred Sanford nearby.
Fred Sanford is the one shaking the bag.
Yeah,
someone yesterday said Katharine Hepburn on a tilt-a-whirl. But whatever.
That's nice.
Our point is, I can't sound right. Okay.
Oh, no.
I loved the stuff that Cher talked to, you know, because it's just there's the, you know, this last, very last part of her life. I feel like she still was a hero and, you know, in terms of what she was fighting, but didn't really want to talk about that. You know, Cher said she fought this sickness for such a long time and she was so strong as you think she would be. But towards the end, she told me once, I'm really ready. I just don't want to put up with this anymore. I thought I need to put this time into our friendship so she knows we haven't forgotten her. We all took turns going and spending time with her and it made her happy. She was having a good time in spite of the fact that she was really sick and not wanting people to know about it. She had her dialysis machine in her house. That's how she was doing it. You know, just fighting her private battles till the end, I guess. Right? I mean,
absolutely. But this is the thing about Tina. Like, I look at these, I look at people and I'm like, that's how you know when people have a personal relationship. This isn't, you know, just people just making commentary. Cher, and let me tell you something. Don't take Cher. I can't. It's too much.
Oh my God. Did you see the Oprah clip? Oh my God. I just, like, I don't know why. I was just about watching Tina Clemson crying this week. Like, she, you know, who was it? John Travolta said, someone flew in from Switzerland just to give you one simple a message that you're simply the best. And the look on Oprah's face, like, I started crying. I was like, oh my God. And they open the, you know, and Tina comes down and she's like,
yeah,
you know, so but to have amazing. Oprah freak out and cry to that extent, you realize what she meant to everybody.
And let this be a lesson to partners everywhere. Her partner gave her a kidney.
Yeah, that's true.
Kidney. He said, baby, I want you around. Kidney. Yeah. I with the flowers and the occasional dinner. Everybody got up their game.
Someone
I
said
want
it.
An organ.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Someone said it so sort of heartbreakingly, I think, on Twitter that, you know, after a marriage where she had a husband that wrecked her body, that, you know, this love of her life, this husband, you know, literally wrecked his body, damaged his body to help save her and give her more time here, you know. Yeah. And so you just think, like, man, if anyone deserved that, it was her, right?
And when I think about one of my favorite moments from the work, What's Love Got to Do with It, the film with the great Angela Bassett playing Tina, is when she's having that concert. She's having her, and Ike comes backstage with a gun. Ike comes backstage to try to scare her.
Yep.
And she's like, they came here to see me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember being in the theater watching, What's Love Got to Do with It? When she finally fights back in the limo, just what I thought was so empowering was the cheer in the theater. It was just like, yeah, you know, just like, yeah. But, you know, because it really was like the sound of women everywhere taking their power back, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you think about that at that time, she, you know, publicly just she took back her life in that moment.
Yeah. And I mean, talk about, as you were saying, I mean, daughter of sharecroppers. Oh, I sent you guys that audio. Do we still have the audio of the MAGA lady? Because that's where we are in 2023. The MAGA lady that said, what did she say exactly? Oh, that, you know, slaves were given, you know, food and medical care and housing, and yes, they were asked to work nicely.
You know what?
Nicely.
I want to hear this from this woman, and so I want to take this in. So the offer I'm going to make right now to her is that she can come be my slave, and because it sounds like a great experience with very minimal, you know, it almost sounds like slaves were taking advantage of their owners. I'm just going to say it. So I feel like she should come and I, you know, we can have this experience together of whether or not that's what it was.
That's what I said. That's the true history of slavery is black people were rude and just rude, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, sometimes people hashtag just do a little cracker, thing around the plantation.
Cracker history. What?
You know, when you watch all the reality of the barrels and barrels of books being thrown out of individual schools
yeah.
that have nothing but black history in them.
Yeah.
And you watch this woman, I can sit here and make a joke about what she said, but in 10 years, we will be fighting this ignorance and it will be on the House floor.
Amanda Gorman
is on the House floor. In the Senate.
Amanda Gorman's actual book was thrown out of an actual school system because one actual white supremacist woman complained. I mean, that's where...
Do you know how many black people have been complaining about books, about cops, yeah. about whatever, but one person. I'm not even sure this person has a child. One person.
Yeah.
And meanwhile... I want to remind everybody the fighting that had to go on to remove slave owners' statues
yeah.
and commemorations of the Civil War.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for people who say they're sick of hearing about slavery, they're the only people bringing it up.
Yeah.
Like, that's all they seem to obsess about.
This is, we have to listen to this woman, MAGA woman, quickly.
Right now, I see so many people living off the government handout.
I'm pretty sure welfare use per capita is higher in red states than blue
states. Yes, but there's so many people living off of the government handouts. And that is not that much farther away from slavery. They were a slave. They were given housing, food, clothing, medical care. The people asked them to work. Yes, there were landowners that were violent and mean to some of them, but there were others that were humanist.
Most were lovely. Some were mean.
They were humanist as they owned human people.
There's just a few bad apples in the slavery owner barrel. Just a few.
They were asked to work. It's not how I recall.
They got medical care.
I have read a book or two about our history. That's not how I recall.
Even go there. I have to say the most people on welfare are white.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, and also, can I check her account real quick? I want to see if she sent back the COVID money.
Yeah.
Can I check her account?
Yeah.
Because I have not heard of this. Massive amounts of white people returning stimulus money. I have not heard of this.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see it.
Yep.
Bet you she's on Obamacare right now, too. See, this is the thing.
Yeah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I was talking about The Final Word, which is fantastic, and I highly recommend it, and you must get it immediately,
yes.
Right now. Download it now, do it now.
Get it.
Okay. But you guys, you were talking about Jordan Neely, and I just was, I was talking to John, and, people speak Bible, but I thought, this poor guy was literally saying he was hungry and thirsty. I think Jesus wrote a little, speaking of books, I think he talked a little bit about that, about what he would do, right? There are people always saying, what would Jesus do? I don't recall Jesus saying, I would strangle a guy. I would put a guy in a chokehold. That's what I would do.
Was there not
one person on the train that had food or water that could have given it to him? Even to try to calm him, I understand. He was erratic and mentally ill, but you know what I mean?
That's a day in New York. Like, this is the thing. I lived in New York. You lived in New York.
Yeah.
What we all know about public transportation is it's public. you know, and that all sorts of people get on and off. And the distance between his behavior and the reaction to it is huge. Like this is not how we normally react to that situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, and to your point, Stephanie, you know, what you're asking is, where is our humanity? You know, the true response should have been, if I had it in my pocket to give it.
Right.
And help. How do we help people that we are literally now building invisible walls so that their experience doesn't reach us and reach our hearts and reach our spirits and reach our souls in the moment? Because we can talk about, but I love this too, Stephanie, I have to say that, because what you're saying is, the next time there is a Jordan Neely in front of me, what do I do?
And well, I said to John, I'm not saying that I might not have been scared, or you know, right. But I'm just saying, you know, if you had food and water and someone's saying they're hungry and thirsty, why wouldn't that be someone's impulse rather than come up? You know, they say they want to die and your impulse is to kill them.
I'm in danger. Like, that's the thing I didn't understand about this. It's like he's saying he wants to die. So you think you're in danger.
Right.
Like, I just it's the reality here is that Black people, we are simply weapons.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what condition we're in. It doesn't matter what's happening to us, that we're threatening by existing.
Yeah.
And that was the threat. There, here was a Black person who wasn't complying with my standard of behavior, which meant he deserved to die.
Yeah. Well, if anyone that annoyed someone on a train that they killed, there'd be a lot of dead people. Let me just say, because as you say, that's the public in public transportation. You agree to be in public with, you know, people you
I
might not.
Tell
yeah.
You.
Right.
I'm a magnet for crazy in public transportation. I can't get on a bus or train without having the crazy people find me. I spent an entire, in Canada, I spent an entire trolley ride, like half hour having a man stand up over me yelling, "You're ugly. You're ugly. I hate looking at you. You're so ugly." And I just kept going, "I'm so sorry. You're absolutely right. I'm doing the best I can. I could put in more
you
effort.
You are beautiful. Right. You are beautiful inside and out."
Thank you. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I've had people, one man on a subway train kept comparing me to kinds of food. He sat there for, I don't know, like 60 blocks going, "No, you're kind of like a mocha pudding, but like maybe with a little more cream. You know what? No. You like a chocolate glace." So you know what I'm saying? You ever had one of, like, this is life.
So your point is you didn't kill any of those people?
I did not kill
Shocking.
Any of them.
Wow. Okay.
In fact, I dated a few. But the point is not that.